And so we can begin our practice in a way that is familiar, I'm sure, to most, if not all of us. Settling our body in its natural state by first of all bringing the awareness, dropping the awareness down into the body. First of all, right down to the ground, our contact with the earth. Just attending to those raw tactile sensations, the solidity, the firmness. Not adding anything to them, not taking anything away. In the sense, let there be only the sensed. Then moving that awareness up through the body. Becoming aware of the whole array of tactile sensations. And the very subtle tingling vibrations up to the coarser movements of the breath. Taking it all in at once. And setting the body at ease. At this point, if you notice that your posture is not quite comfortable, you can already detect some niggling. You might like to adjust. Otherwise, really setting the body at ease, allowing the shoulders to drop away from the ears. Relaxing all the muscles through the head and the neck. Releasing tension through the shoulders, down the arms and the hands. Any tightening through the back and the chest and the belly. Just soothing and softening, particularly with that out-breath. It can be quite nice, quite soothing, to temporarily take control of the breath. Take a series of slow, deep breaths. Quite like to breathe in through the nose, breathing into the belly, into the chest. And then a soft, slow exhale through the mouth. You can do three of these. So here we've emphasized already this quality of relaxation. And we continue to do so from now until the end of the practice, and even beyond. Breath by breath, more at ease, more relaxed. The quality of stability we can already manifest in our practice through stillness now. letting our body remain unmoving, avoiding any fidgeting, any unnecessary movement, itching, giving your body the gift of being still. That clarity, that sharpness of attention, that third quality can manifest physically as well as a vigilance, as being alert in your posture. There's not a time to become dozy and sleepy, but we remain quite alert. As we now ride the wave of the out-breath, allowing the body to fully release the out-breath all the way to the end, I invite you to not only relax a little bit further in the body, but also to release all other activity, thinking, planning, remembering, any preferences, any ideas, any judgments. With each out-breath, release all activity and come to a deeper part of your present experience. When you take off the layers of the thinking, the planning, remembering the sounds, the sensations, when you take those layers off, what remains? Of course, we may know the answer. I don't want you to name it. I want you to go there experientially. As you release your awareness into the present moment, and you rest in the stillness of your awareness, is it not the case that without your having to do anything, changing movements, the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath continue to happen and rise up to meet you. They rise up in this expansive awareness. So this now is our object of focus, primarily allowing your awareness to rest, holding its own ground. Without critical judgments, without labeling preference, without grasping or identification. And then simply note and be aware of the movements of the breath throughout the body, moment to moment. of course, unless we are very well trained, our mind will wander. This is to be expected. This is not a failure of the practice. The key here in the practice is not to have a blank, empty mind, but it is to notice when we've become distracted, when our mind has been set in motion. And when we notice we become distracted, rather than perhaps becoming frustrated and punishing ourselves, it's a moment, not for a very elaborated celebration, but we noticed, we were aware. So the moment we're aware, we notice. And the key is to relax, release that distraction, perhaps with the out-breath. Then return back to the simplicity of awareness, illuminating the movements of the respiration. Moment to moment, while you're aware of the breath, can you also know that you're aware of the breath? You make that explicit. Because if you're aware of being aware of the breath, that will help you notice when you're not aware of the breath. And another helpful tool that we can bring into the practice, help us with the continuity, with the stability of attention over time, is of course the counting. So if you found this helpful, then you can bring this into the practice. One succinct mental count at the end of every in-breath, like a punctuation mark. We can count something like 1 to 7, 1 to 7. no matter how distracted we may become, we can always come back. Sharon Salzberg once put it, there is no distance you can travel so much in your mind, no time that is too long that can pass, that you cannot in a moment just begin again, renew mindfulness, come back. If you do become quite lost, we don't need to give in, give up. You can begin again. This moment, this next breath. The job is always the same, just this next one breath. It's not the next 10 minutes of breaths. It's this breath, now.